All our afflictions are appointed by our loving Heavenly Father. Arthur Pink. I was silent. I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this. Psalm 39:9. Realizing that it was the chastening hand of God upon him, David refrained from murmuring. It was not the silence of sullenness, but of meekly acquiescing to the rod. When we are in our right mind, we shall have nothing to object against God's dealings with us, or dispute with them. God is sovereign in the acts of his providence, and therefore an important branch of our obedience unto him lies in suffering his will, as well as in doing his will. That obedience is evidenced by refusing to repine against him, by the utterance of any impatient words. Shall vile dust and ashes censure the providential dealings of the Most High God, or impugn his goodness? Let all God's treatment of us be both wondrous and righteous in our eyes. Matthew Henry said, "If our hope is in God for a happiness in the eternal world, then we can well afford to reconcile ourselves to all the dispensations of divine providence concerning this world." The consideration that all our afflictions are appointed by our loving Heavenly Father should silence all complaints. It did so with David. He knew they came not by chance, but according to divine appointment. After months of acute suffering, and still in agony of body, the last words of John Calvin were, "Lord, you grind me to powder, but it suffices me, because it is your hand." God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Hebrews 12:10-11.